AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is widely despised in Mexico for calling immigrants rapists and murderers. But he's visiting Mexico City today at the invitation of President Peña Nieto. He has compared Donald Trump to Hitler. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway tells the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie.
I think they'll have a productive conversation today, Savannah, about illegal immigration, but also trade policy and drugs.
Tonight, Donald Trump rolls out the details of his immigration policy, which many people are confused about. Moments ago, running mate Mike Pence previewed what Trump will say tonight.
Donald Trump will reinforce a commitment to strong borders, to building a wall, to internal enforcement, ending sanctuary cities. And he'll also make it very clear to your question that there'll be no path to legalization, no path to citizenship. People will need to leave the country to be able to obtain legal status.
Mike Pence on CBS this morning. Hillary Clinton addresses the American Legion's annual convention in the battleground state of Ohio today. She will say that Donald Trump would be a risky leader for America. JetBlue Flight 387 takes off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida this hour on the way to Cuba. The first commercial flight between the two countries in more than a half century. Here's our world traveler, Sandy Kozel.
Commercial flights are expected to significantly increase the number of American visitors to Cuba, although it's not clear by how much. Many of the air routes are currently used by expensive charter flights that are largely expected to go out of business with the advent of regularly scheduled service from the U.S.
Much of Florida may get heavy rain from a storm building in the Gulf of Mexico, but North Carolina's Outer Banks apparently won't get the big rain some had feared. A tropical depression is moving away from that area, according to the Weather Service. This is AP Radio News. A woman's been arrested after taking crickets and worms onto a New York City subway, causing a panic after the bugs got out of their container. Our Julie Walker's in New York.
In video from the incident, the woman and subway riders are heard screaming about the crickets. Police say Zeta Pugh is facing reckless endangerment charges. She said she did it as a prank. NYPD Chief Robert Boyce says she put people at risk. You posted video of the incident along with an apology. Julie Walker, New York.
Well, you got to give it to Riley, the 10-month-old Belgian Malinois. The dog fell overboard during his family's boating trip on Lake Michigan, then swam more than 6 miles and walked 12 miles more to find his people. Owner Edward Casas says there was a lot of sobbing and a lot of hugging when the family was finally reunited with Riley. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.